Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in this segment is Charles Miller. He's a candidate for the Keweenaw County Prosecutor's Office. Now, we are about a year away from the actual elections, but I thought it'd be a good time to get to know Charles. Goes by Chuck, my understanding, so welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Again, thank you, you know, coming down from Keweenaw County. Where do you make your residence?
I live about 5.5 miles outside of Copper Harbor on Lake Medora.
Now, that's an envious place to live. What brought you up there?
I had a friend by the name of John Landreville, who was an attorney in this area. I think a lot of your listeners will remember him as an attorney on Sheldon Avenue, or later as the Houghton County Friend of the Court. Your older listeners will probably remember that he was a priest in this area before he was a lawyer. So John and I worked on a case together downstate. I needed some help. I was introduced to John through a common friend. It was a securities fraud case. We brought that to a good conclusion, and John and I stayed friends after the case was over. He always wanted to move back here. And he got an opportunity, kind of out of the blue, to move back and take over the practice of another attorney. So in the following years, I had a cousin that was going to Michigan Tech. John was up here. I had multiple reasons to visit the area. Fell in love with it, like a lot of people do. Toyed with the idea of moving up here for a long time. Met my wife. Luckily, she felt the same way about the Keweenaw. So while we were up here visiting, we'd look for land, look for property. And finally, I think in 2006, my wife actually bought the property our house is on as an investment. And then after a year, we decided, well, maybe we'll build retirement home, vacation home on that property. And local builder Dan DePoit built the house on Lake Medora, I think in 2007. Then in the following years, 8, 9, 10, we'd come up here for a week. If we were lucky, we'd stay a week, sometimes just a few days. Might have been 2 weeks, but it was hard to get away. And during those years, we just found that it was harder to leave once we'd come up here. So we made the decision in 2010, despite the way the housing market was at that time, to go ahead and try and sell the house that we were living in. Took year and a half, but we did sell the house and moved up here. And we have lived in Keweenaw County year-round. We're not snowbirds. We've lived in the county year-round since the middle of 2011.
And when you were running a practice downstate, where was that?
Before we moved here, I was actually in North Carolina. I had lived in North Carolina from 1997 through 2011. So I've been an attorney now for 34 years, since 1981. From 81 through 97 is when I was working downstate and when I would have met John. Then I was in North Carolina for 14, 15 years and back home from 2011 forward.
Now, that is a big jump from North Carolina all the way to about as far as you can go in Michigan before you're wet.
It's interesting. Michigan's a big state. When we were coming up here to stay in the house, it was pretty much the same distance to go from Pittsboro, North Carolina, a rural community very similar to the one that we live near now. It took about as long to go from Pittsboro, North Carolina to Warren, Michigan, as it takes to go from Warren to Lake Medora. Both are long drives.
Now, what's your background as an attorney?
Well, as I said, I became an attorney in 1981, went to Wayne State Law School, graduated in 1981 when I was 22 years old, became 23 later that year. First job as an attorney was in a patent and trademark firm. Moved on from that to work for a stock brokerage house in Detroit. Moved on from that job to work for a computer equipment leasing company that was a subsidiary of a subsidiary of McDonnell Douglas. And since those jobs, I've spent most of the following years in private practice, either by myself or with one other person. I'm not a paperwork attorney, and I'm not a courtroom attorney. I'm both. As small firms, you generally can't limit yourself to doing one or the other. I feel I'm equally capable at both, particularly experienced in commercial transactions, things that have used my undergraduate degree, which was in accounting. So I've done a lot of commercial work, business formation, done a lot of litigation, have brought and defended a lot of lawsuits over the years. I think I said real estate, zoning, employment law. It's almost easier to say the things that I haven't done. Okay, I did a couple of divorce cases early in my career and felt that wasn't right for me. But just about any other area of law that your listeners can imagine, I've practiced in at one time or another.
Well, what about specifically criminal law?
Criminal law, the very first trial I ever did was a hit and run. I was standing in for the Lathrop Village city attorney and got a conviction in that case. Now, recently I have not done criminal law. And when I decided to pursue this job, I thought a lot about whether I should start and decided against it. Because it's a relatively small community. Unfortunately, some folks who come before the courts over and over again. And I have a lot of concern about conflict of interest just as it is. I think a prosecutor's obligated to prosecute cases without fear or favor, and could be in a position already of having to prosecute former clients who are accused of crimes, friends, neighbors. And I felt like if I got back into the criminal law area at this period of time, I'd just be increasing the chances of having a former client and being in the situation of trying to prosecute that person.
Well, and being in Keweenaw County, you don't get much smaller of a community than that population-wise. So does that fear increase?
Absolutely. I've looked at 2010 census numbers. I've looked at some references in the county's financial statements. Depending on which number you go with, there's roughly 2,100 to 2,300 permanent residents in the county. That's a small county. Understand, I've read that Keweenaw County is the largest county in the largest state east of the Mississippi River and the least populated by square mile. So definitely the chance for conflict of interest is something that I think anyone running for the job has to have in their mind.
If that were to come up, how do you think that you would be able to carry out your duties as prosecutor effectively?
Would depend on the circumstances. Would depend on how closely connected I was to the person. Yeah, I think it's a more difficult problem if they're a former client. But if they're a friend or an acquaintance, the people that have encouraged me to run, I've been pretty clear that that won't influence me at all. I mean, to me, a prosecutor's job, I think I already said, is without fear or favor. And I've really avoided, since I've been an announced candidate, even saying what I think on political subjects. I really want people to believe that if someone's prosecuted in Keweenaw County, we're looking at the offense, we're looking at the effect on the victim, we're looking at who the defendant is as a person, we're looking at how we've treated other people in under similar circumstances. And what we're not looking at is the color of the person's skin, whether they are from downstate or whether they're from around here. We're not looking at whether they're involved in a crime that I've expressed some political opinion about. My promise is that if I'm elected prosecutor, only relevant things will go into the decision to prosecute or not prosecute people, and both of those decisions can be controversial and difficult.
Seems like we've talked a little bit about what might keep you from wanting to be a Keweenaw County prosecutor. You're running a practice in Keweenaw County now, so what's the draw to run?
The draw to run is that I believe that I'm the best qualified person to hold the position next year. When I look at the job the prosecutor has to do, I guess what I'd want your listeners to know is that under state law, we've talked about only one aspect of being prosecutor. When people think about prosecutor, they think about the elected official that works with the sheriff's department, works with the judiciary to prosecute people who are accused of crimes, but that's only one part of it. Under state law, the prosecutor is the key legal advisor in counties that don't have a corporation counsel. The prosecutor is the key legal advisor to the Board of Commissioners. The prosecutor is responsible for giving legal advice to county employees. And I think I'm very well qualified to do that, and I think it's important to have a well-qualified person in the job, given some of the issues that we know are going to come up and which are going to be faced by the Board of Commissioners next year and the year after. I also think it's important that somebody who has a demonstrated commitment to the county hold the job. Since we've lived here, I've done pro bono work, legal work for local organizations. My wife and I both participate in the community. I've volunteered for the Copper Dog every year we've lived here. We've housed mushers two of those years. My wife regularly, every year, works on the Copper Man Triathlon. We have a demonstrated commitment to Keweenaw County. We're taxpayers in Keweenaw County. We live in Keweenaw County year-round. And I think it's important that elected officials can show a real tie, a real interest to the community that they're elected to serve.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, because Copper Country residents have an affinity to people who were born and raised here, or at least have spent most of their lives here. And as you stated, you've been here for a few years and have been very active, but, you know, neither of us, you know, have roots here, you know, that date back very long. Do you think that works against you, or do you believe that the involvement that you and your wife had sort of already makes up for it?
I don't think that it already makes up for it. I think that if I'm going to be elected Keweenaw County prosecutor, I'm going to have to convince the folks in Keweenaw County that I deserve the job. And I think that I'm going to have to convince people who live in the various differing communities of Keweenaw County that I deserve the job. Now, I believe residency is a state law requirement, so there's a limited pool to choose from. And I'm saying that within that pool, I believe I'm the best choice. I believe that when I talk to people over the upcoming year, that I can convince them that I should be elected prosecutor next year. Now, is it a disadvantage not to come from this area? Sure. But I've been able to overcome that disadvantage, I think, in my private practice. A lot of the folks who come in to see me in my private practice will make the point that they were born and raised here. And one of the very first questions I'm asked by a lot of people is, how did I come to this area? And I interpret that question to mean pretty much what you're asking about. Why are you here? What's your commitment? You know, what's the reason that I'm sitting here with you? So a lot of the things that I've said to you so far, I've said to clients, and I've been able to win them over. And one thing I emphasize on my website is I'll go by my reputation. Okay, you may not have met me while my wife and I have lived here in Keweenaw County, but I'm confident that if you talk to people who have, especially clients, that I'll get good grade.
Well, as long as you're not putting gravy on your pasty or something crazy like that, you might be okay. If elected, would you be able to continue your private practice, or does that have to close?
That's a very good question, and the straightforward answer to it is I don't know yet. A portion of my practice, a portion, not all of it, but a portion of it is bankruptcy. And I do have cases where I've made a commitment to stay with a client for a number of years. And I would not feel right handing those clients off to anybody else because I understand their situation. And they paid me to do the work, so those would have to be completed. When I think about this, though, I think about, would I take on new clients? Would I take on especially difficult matters that don't begin and end quickly? And definitely that would have to be curtailed or maybe eliminated completely. But my commitment is, if I'm elected Keweenaw County Prosecutor, if the taxpayers are paying me a salary to be Keweenaw County Prosecutor, that will be the number one priority. And everything else that I might want to do is going to be in second place. And frankly, at the beginning of the job, I expect that the job will take more of my time as I become comfortable with it than it will later on. I think that's true in any job. So the private practice will definitely be cut back. Whether it will be stopped completely, I haven't decided yet.
Talking right now with Chuck Miller. He is a candidate for the Keweenaw County Prosecutor. The election, of course, is not until next year. So Chuck and I are sitting down right now just as a way to give everybody a chance to get to know you, Charles, and you know where you come from and what kind of things are important to you. As we get closer to an election, you know, assuming that there will be other candidates for this, we'll gather everybody, and everybody would have the same amount of questions and the same amount of time to answer them. And then, you know, voters can make kind of a decision. This, as I said, is more to, you know, welcome you to, you know, our arena here in the media here, because this is probably your first foray into, outside of the courtroom, getting to know the rest of us as well here in the media. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to talk about that. Now, as far as what's going on in Keweenaw County, we've made a decision to not go backwards and talk about different things that are going on. Other than to say that's a legal situation that will get sorted out in time, there may be other candidates, and we'll address that when we get a little closer to the election time. So now that I got all the duty said out there, you mentioned that you had to have you're going to be working with the Board of Commissioners in Keweenaw County as part of your job. What is your relationship with them at this point?
I don't have a relationship with the Board of Commissioners at this point. Okay, the incumbent is the legal counsel for the Board of Commissioners. In thinking about what I would say during this interview, I really want to say that in my mind, prosecutor is not a legislative job. So in the first instance, if people have concerns on policy, I think that those questions should be put to the Board of Commissioners and candidates for the next Board of Commissioners. I'm not running for prosecutor to pursue a personal agenda. To me, the prosecutor should be legal counsel to the Board of Commissioners in the sense of understanding what the board wants to do and advising them on how they can accomplish what they want to accomplish, what they can and they can't do. Now, in that regard, having said that, you can't give good legal advice without knowing what the facts are, right? Legal advice, opinions on the law depend on having a good understanding of the underlying questions that they're trying to address. So that's my commitment, is to be a good lawyer for the Board of Commissioners when I have that hat on. Now, when I'm prosecutor, there is the clients directly, the public. Okay, that's who I answer to when I have the criminal law. I think I said the prosecutor hat. I meant to say the criminal law hat on. That's a direct relationship with the voters. I'm personally accountable there. Decisions that get made are going to be my decisions. I'm going to have to stand behind them, take the criticism, hopefully a little praise every once in a while, but it seems like criticism is more common. But when I have the hat on of legal counsel to the county or the Board of Commissioners, I want folks to understand there's no personal agenda. What I happen to think about what should be done, for example, with the Mountain Lodge, isn't going to influence legal advice I give to people who have the responsibility for making those decisions. And that's exactly the same relationship I have every day with clients. It's not my job to tell any of my clients on civil matters how they should be living their lives. They come in wanting to do something, to accomplish something, to change something. And I just tell them, well, let's first of all have a really good understanding of the situation, what the facts are. We need to look at documents to really get a good understanding. Let's do that first. And then when we have that good understanding, we can start looking at what can and can't be done. And I think that that's the proper relationship between the civil role of the prosecutor and the Board of Commissioners.
Well, let's stick with that theme and use the example that you brought up, since what's going to become of the Keweenaw Mountain Lodge has come up recently. What would be the role of a prosecutor, and what sort of help can you be as far as determining where it goes from here?
Maybe we can give your listeners a little bit of background on where we are. Your own reports recently have told the public that there's grant money been made available with respect to the Mountain Lodge. And as I understand it, the grant money is primarily for two different purposes. One of the goals is to appraise the Mountain Lodge, try to determine its value, and the significance of that, as I understand it, is to see whether there's more debt attached to the Mountain Lodge than it's worth, or whether the opposite is true, whether the Mountain Lodge is worth more than the debt that's been incurred. The other part of the grant money, as I understand it, is to figure out what would be actually the best use of the Mountain Lodge. Right now, we see a facility that's not open year-round, that's being used as a, maybe not enough as a conference center, but as a restaurant, a lodging facility, a place to have weddings, and it's closed through the winter. So I think part of this grant money is to have folks come in and who, with an outside perspective, see if, starting with a blank slate, whether something else could be done there. And I'll circle back to saying that whatever decision the board makes based on the information that it receives is going to raise legal issues that need to be addressed. And a key reason I'm running is just a genuine belief that I'm the best person to be studying the facts and giving opinions about what can and can't be done in connection with what the board wants to do. And I think that's the key, what the board wants to do and what can I do to help accomplish those goals.
Now, do you follow, I'm kind of, because I got a couple minutes here left, I want to make sure I get a couple of these in, and that is, do you follow with the current criminal proceedings that carry on in Keweenaw County? Do you attend the courtrooms? Do you follow how that's going?
I've attended court a few times for the specific purpose of becoming more familiar with Judge Wistie and the folks who are there. But generally, no. I spend my time on my own practice right now.
So if I was asking, how would you do things different, that would be hard to explain right now.
I think the starting point is, if when I read the sheriff's log or the sheriff's monthly report in Keweenaw County, it's pretty low crime area. More serious crimes are B&Es, larceny. But I see law enforcement being carried out pretty much with a soft touch. There's a lot more warnings given in a typical report than there are citations written. So I don't honestly see a dramatic need to change the way the criminal process goes on in Keweenaw County. I've been reading up on the drug court. I've read your reports about it, the effort to divert people with substance abuse problems into a program where the emphasis is to really actively engage with those people and try to change their behavior, as opposed to trying to incarcerate them. I'm very supportive of that. I think Judge Wistie is to be admired and congratulated for bringing to this local area the type of specialized court that has a record of success around the state. And I think it recognizes that getting to people to change their behavior is difficult. It requires holding them accountable continually, not once every 6 months, not once a year, maybe once a month or more frequently. And I think that's the goal that we should be pursuing. So a large category of offenses in Keweenaw County are going to come within the concept of that court, and I'm fully supportive of it. There's nothing there that I would want to change. I think the statewide studies show that that's successful.
All right. Well, you have a year to go, or almost a year before the election, about 11 months or so. Good luck, and I know it's going to be a busy year for you. Thank you for taking the time to come on the program today.
Once again, thank you very much for giving me the chance.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.